It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome back. And thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. This is the third and final hour of the program. We do have now on the line our next guest who's going to help us navigate our way through our conversation. Today, we're talking about the significance of good works. Remember, we're talking about the whole week is focused on faith versus works. So today, we're going to be talking about the significance of good works. Joining us on the line is Pastor Taurai Mugodzwa, who is our guest, who is going to give us some perspective. Now, surely by now we know that while faith is often seen as the foundation, of salvation, many argue that good works are the, well, evidence of genuine faith. Are good works simply a byproduct of our faith? Or are the good works essential for salvation? So in today's conversation, we'll look at the role of good works and how they fit into the bigger picture of Christian living. Pastor Mugodzwa, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to everyone, wherever you are listening from.
Thank you very much, okay. Mfundis. So how do we understand? Perhaps let's just begin by defining good works. What's your definition of good works? What are good works?
Good works basically is coming from keeping the commandments of Jesus Christ, doing what is good to others, helping others, the practical way of Christian living. So it is derived from basically from the law of God, the commandment. So this is the practical of Christian living.
Right. So how do passages like James 2:14-16 highlight the importance of good works alongside faith?
Okay, thank you so much. James chapter 2, verse 14-26 highlights the importance of good works in a way that faith without works is dead. This is James chapter 2, verse 26. Essentially, this verse emphasizes that faith alone is insufficient. It must be accompanied by action. Another point is that it demonstrates faith through works. We can get this in verse 18 of James chapter 2. So works demonstrate the authenticity of our faith, showing that it's not just intellectual assent. One example is of Abraham. James chapter 2, verse 21-24. Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac demonstrated his faith, illustrating that works are essential to faith. Another example is Rahab. James chapter 2, verse 25. Rahab's actions, motivated by her faith, saved her and her family, showing that works are natural outcome of genuine faith. Now, lastly, blood without spirit is dead. James chapter 2, verse 26. Just as a blood without a spirit is lifeless, faith without works is dead, emphasizing the necessity of both. So both are very critical for salvation and as well as Christian living.
Okay. All right. So you're saying they are essential, critical. Can a person claim to have faith without demonstrating it through works?
Yes. According to James chapter 2, verse 14-26, a person cannot truly claim to have faith without demonstrating it through works. Here's why. Okay. Faith is not just intellectual assent, as I have alluded before. Faith involves trust, surrender, and obedience, which must be evident in our action. So you cannot say, you can You cannot say I have faith without living it. So faith must be lived. Like a person must live what he believes in, that's action. So works are evidence of faith. Good works demonstrate the authenticity of our faith, showing that it's not just a mental argument. Faith without works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 26 says that faith without works is lifeless, indicating that works are essential to genuine faith. Another point is that claims of faith must be verified. So our faith should be verified. If someone claims to have faith but shows no evidence of it in their actions, their claim is questionable. However, it's important to note that works don't earn salvation. Good works are not a means to earn salvation, but a natural response to genuine faith. Faith cannot be weak or immature. Hence, new believers or those who are struggling with their faith may not immediately demonstrate it through works, but that doesn't mean their faith is insincere. So, in summary, while it's possible to claim faith without works, such claim is questionable and likely indicates a lack of genuine faith. So true faith will inevitably produce good works as a natural response to our trust in God.
Allow me to just read this text so that people can know, because you keep on saying, according to James, and I did not read it. So allow me to read it, and then we can continue our conversation. This is James chapter 2, from verse 14 to verse 26. It reads as follows. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. That was James chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 26. Now, how do works reflect the character of Christ and show love for others, Pastor?
Okay, thank you. Good works reflect the character of Christ and show love for others in several ways. Okay, I'll start by selflessness. Christ, like good works, prioritize others' needs over personal interest, demonstrating selflessness. I can quote Philippians. A reference is Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Another one is compassion. Good works show empathy and kindness, mirroring Christ's compassion. That is Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 38. Another one is humility. Serving others through good works requires humility. A key characteristic of Christ Love. Good works demonstrate love for others, as Christ commanded. John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. Sacrificial service. For good works often involve sacrifice, reflecting Christ's ultimate sacrifice for humanity. Then there is consistency. Good works consistently demonstrate love and care, mirroring Christ's faithfulness. That is Hebrews chapter 13 and the verses 8. Hence, by engaging in good works, we reflect Christ's character and show love for others, pointing them to his transformative power and grace.
Okay. Is there a danger in focusing too much on works in our spiritual walk?
Yes. There is a danger in focusing too much on works in our spiritual walk. Why? Legalism. Overemphasizing works can lead to legalism, where we rely on our action to earn salvation or God's favor. Another one is self-righteousness. Focusing too much on works can foster self-righteousness. We end up saying, I can do these things on my own. I can be saved because I can attain self-righteousness, causing us to trust in our own abilities rather than God's grace. The issue of burnout, excessive emphasis on works can lead to burnout as we try to earn God's approval through our efforts. Neglect of faith, overemphasizing works can neglect the importance of faith, leading to an unbalanced spiritual life. So there must be a balance. Comparison and competition. Focusing too much on works can lead to comparison and competition with others, rather than focusing on our personal relationship with God. We start to compare ourselves with others, and missing the heart issue. Overemphasizing works can address external behavior without addressing the heart issues that drive them. Lastly, forgetting grace. Focusing too much on works can cause us to forget that our salvation and relationship with God are based on His grace, not our efforts. Hence, it's essential to strike a balance between faith and works, remembering that works are a response to God's grace, not a means to end it. That's my submission.
Okay. I like that, the play on words you made there. it caught me off guard. My final question, Pastor, and I'll let you go. How can we balance the call to live out our faith through actions while trusting fully in God's grace?
Okay, so to balance the call to live out our faith through action while trusting fully in God's grace, remember that grace precedes works. Our actions are a response to God's grace, not a means to end it. Focus on the heart, not just actions. Address the heart issues that drive your behavior, rather than just modifying external action. Mm. Another point is trust in God's strength, not yours. Recognizing that your ability to live out your faith comes from God's strength, not your own. Emphasize faith, and then works. So we should emphasize faith first, then works. So prioritize building your faith through prayer, study, and communion with God. Then let works flow from that foundation. Another point is don't confuse fruit with the root. Remember that good works are the fruit of a genuine faith, not the root of salvation. Seek a balanced motivation. Be motivated by both gratitude for God's grace and a desire to obey Him. And lastly, rest in God's approval. Remember that your worth and acceptance come from God's grace, not your works. So, by following these guidelines, you can balance living out your faith through action while trusting fully in God's grace. I thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Appreciate it. Let's talk tomorrow. Same time, same place. Still talking about this issue of faith and works. A very interesting balance that we're trying to navigate here. But we appreciate your time nonetheless. Thank you very much, Mfundis.
You're welcome.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.